A sad remembrance now. She was a messenger on the Columbia movie lot when she started, but by the end of her career, renowned film editor Dee Dee Allen had transformed the way we all look at films forever. Allen died over the weekend at age 86. We commemorate her contributions to the film industry with this look back at a very famous, violent movie death, okay? It's from Arthur Penn's iconic Bonnie and Clyde. Imagine it now. Begin on the full face of Warren Beatty, playing Clyde Barrow. Cut to Bonnie, played by Faye Dunaway. Back to Beatty. Hey. Then to Dunaway. Then you know what's going to happen, right? Gunfire erupts. 4 dozen quick cuts. The bullet-ridden bodies take us out of a dreamy love story, and the hard reality brings the film to a close. The bodies barely move. An arm swings with a hint of slow motion. Every gesture, the brutal ballet genius of film editor Dee Dee Allen, who died over the weekend. Joining us to talk about this is Sarah Fischko, culture producer and legendary reporter in her own right for our partner WNYC and a former film editor herself. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
You interviewed Dee Dee Allen, and what are your senses of her contribution?
Well, first of all, I want to say that she had an incredible degree of humility about that particular scene that you just cited. Everybody wanted to talk to her about that, and how did you do it, and how did you think of it? And she always said, you know, that was Arthur. It was in the script, and it was just the way Arthur wanted it, and Arthur being Arthur Penn, the director of the film. So, you know, in addition to having the kind of skill and kind of very dynamic insight she had, she was also modest.
You know, as a collaborator, though, and directors have talked about this, she managed to pull magic out of the film editing process. How did she do that?
I don't know. You know, I've always said, and so did she, that you can't make something great if it isn't there. Mm-hmm. You can make it a lot better if it is there.
And in a 2006 interview, she actually enumerated probably the most important thing to her. Listen.
Having a lot of film never scares me. Having not enough film scares me.
Yes, that's classic. And that came from a discussion of the movie Reds, where
right.
there was a lot of film.
Tons of material. And in fact, that movie, I think, was a three-hour extravaganza with one of the last films with an intermission.
It was, and it was also a legendary edit in New York.
Mm-hmm.
There were 60 editors or more lined up in the halls of the Studio 54 building where it was made, and she was commanding her troops, and it was quite a production.
Well, among the films that Dee Dee Allen worked on, Dog Day Afternoon, Reds, as you mentioned, Wonder Boys, Alice's Restaurant, Little Big Man, Night Moves, The Missouri Breaks, The Hustler, Sidney Lumet's Serpico, all famous, iconic films. She trained the editors that came after.
She trained great editors, male and female, including Jerry Greenberg, who went on to edit French Connection, and many others.
Oh.
Claire Simpson, who won the Oscar for Platoon. Richard Marx, who does all the Nora Ephron films. Both in art and commerce, she really trained a generation.
Now, I heard, I can't remember from whom, but she is responsible for the film editor getting a single panel in the credits.
Yes. Well, she may not be the very first, but she was certainly among the very first to demand one name on that screen, the name of the film editor, equal to the cinematographer, mm-hmm. the composer. In the old days, they were just on a list with the set
right.
decorator
yeah.
and
the gaffer.
And the gaffer,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. Sarah Fischko, culture producer and reporter for our partner, WNYC, remembering Dee Dee Allen, who died over the weekend, film editor at age 86. Thanks, Sarah.
Pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.